Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, OPP for short. We put them all in one place so you can go back to the archives and listen to every single thing we've ever done.
Mm-hmm. And that's spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's the Odyssey app.
Yep. What do we have?
We have Melissa today, and she has a problem with her husband sleeping.
Yai.
Okay. What's the problem?
So I'm married to the sweetest guy on the planet. I mean, he
yeah, that's
is
why most people come on OPP.
Well, let her have a minute.
Okay. No, I just, you know what it is? It became a management tactic. I don't know how many years ago. It's the compliment sandwich, and it just drives me nuts. Where it's like, Erica, I think you're doing fabulous. Your social media posts are great. Anyway, and then here comes the real thing. Like, and she started with, he's a sweet guy. It's like, just
maybe she's giving us the facts.
Okay. Sorry. He's the sweetest guy.
I mean, these are facts, but as you know, no one's perfect.
Right.
You know, he's kind. He never complains about work. And our relationship is really happy. But I'm starting to get a little worried about the way he sleeps, to be honest.
Bad.
On his stomach with an apple in his mouth.
With no. Other people?
Oh, no.
Yeah, what are you saying, Melissa?
I wish that someone could put something in his mouth to muzzle him because he talks in his sleep every single night.
Every
night.
That's okay. I don't want to say that's cool, but like
cool?
Like there is a thing, like I'm a little jealous of people who dream every night and remember their dreams.
I am too.
Because, like, I don't get enough REM sleep, or if I do, I don't come out of it fast enough to remember dreams.
Interesting.
And so, like, sleep talkers, I think he might be having really, really kick-butt
dreams.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the problem? Is it just waking you up and you're not getting sleep, or what's the issue?
I mean, I'm definitely not getting sleep because of it, but it's not, like, cute little murmurs and sounds or anything. I mean, he is angry, like, the complete opposite of what he is in the day to day. And like he curses and he shouts and he'll even say people's names from work. He's even mentioned my name, like, and not
yelling
in a,
at you?
Yes. Like super frustrated with me. Nothing sweet at all. He has not said anything sweet. And my name in the same sentence, which is really disheartening.
Okay.
And what did he say when you asked?
Yeah, do you ask him, like, what was your dream last night? Or do you wake him when he's in the middle of these things? We have like a billion questions.
No. I don't wake him up. You know, when I ask him, he says he can't remember what he was dreaming about at all. And I've even asked him, like, he mentions this woman's name a lot. And when I ask him about it, he swears he doesn't even know anybody with that name. So I'm so confused. I think he is too. I mean, you never know in his real life that he has an angry bone in his body, but it's like this whole other side of him comes out when he's talking in his sleep. And I don't know. Like,
he's a non-confrontational dude in real life, but in his dreams, he's a badass. Like, he's
letting it out.
Yeah. Is that?
Yeah, I kind of. I mean, I wouldn't say he's a badass. I want to say he's kind of mean and a little scary.
Just mean. Oh, mean. Oh, a mean sleep talker.
Oh. My dad was a fighter. Like, not in real life, but like he would get in violent confrontations in his sleep. Oh. So if my dad ever fell asleep on the couch and you were sitting at the end of the couch, you knew to get up and
really
you'd have to learn the hard way. But like he would kick.
What?
Just like
and like what?
And just yeah, and he wasn't that way in real life.
Was
yeah.
he having like NOM flashbacks or
I don't,
something?
He didn't go to NOM, but like I don't
My best
know.
Friend was a thrasher when we were young.
Yeah.
And it was very scary because we'd have a lot of sleepovers, but...
Yeah, and then you just don't want to be near her feet.
Yeah, yeah. Right? She would not sleep in bed with me.
But I mean, well, it's the talking, it's who he is when he sleeps. And do you want to say the name of this girl or no?
Not really.
Okay, don't.
Because
don't. It's
he
okay.
He doesn't know
but you're,
who it is.
Like, are you nervous about that part of it?
Yeah, that feels weird.
Like he just keeps bringing up, I mean, he obviously brings you up when he's angry and sleeping.
Yeah, which doesn't feel better.
I mean, I don't love it. I'm going to be really honest with you guys. I don't love the other woman's name coming up, but I'm more concerned at this point. Like, if he's bottling up emotions about me and about work, like, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if this is, like, normal, and I'm hoping to get some kind of clarity because we really do have a great marriage. We have two beautiful kids. But I'm like, if he's not happy or he's putting on a front, like, I want to know. So,
okay.
I mean, if anybody else has experienced this with their partner,
we're going to get you some advice. Well, let me get the phone number in here. 303-222-5423. You can call or text. Can I ask you a weird question? Like, are you logging this? Like, you know what I mean? It sounds like he's waking you up. But I mean, are you, and if you're not waking him up, then you're like, it feels like you're holding on to this. Like
I would be.
You're like studying him and he doesn't.
It's concerning.
You know it or whatever. Like you're, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. Totally. I mean, when it first started happening, I was like, okay, maybe it's like a thing, you know, maybe he ate too much or, you know, sometimes you have melatonin and it gives you like weird dreams.
Had a beverage or.
Yeah.
But then it started happening frequently, and now it's every night. And not only am I getting really bad sleep, but now I'm noticing, like, patterns. And so, yeah, I'm definitely making a log of it, and it's been a little while.
Like an actual log? Like you have a...
Like an actual log, like notes on my iPhone. Like actual notes.
I don't blame her.
Yeah. I don't either. I would do that.
I know, I'm just always looking for something to do when the diary's over, and maybe...
Sleep notes.
I think that's a little crazy though. But then it's now one of the reasons she's not sleeping is she's obsessed with it.
Yeah, welcome to being a woman.
Also, he's really loud. Like it's not just about being obsessed. He's like screaming loud. Like
couldn't
I'm lucky
just,
my kids haven't woke up.
Couldn't you just go to the spare bedroom? Or go somewhere? Like,
no, because at this point, I'm just like, I want to get really good sleep. I want to be in my bed, you know? And I have like a very specific mattress because I don't have a great back. So I.
And also, why is he saying someone else's name?
Okay.
That too.
But dreams don't mean what you think they mean.
Sometimes.
When your teeth are falling out, it's not that your teeth are falling out. It means there's something you need to say. When you're pregnant, it doesn't mean you're pregnant. It means there's, you want this change, that you want this rebirth in your life.
100 out of 100 times? Do you
I don't think it ever means.
Your dreams?
I don't think a plane crash means you're going to die in a plane crash. It means
100 out of 100 times. I don't know why I'm using 100, not 10, but
which I hate. It's like body. What's with the metaphors?
Just tell me.
What's going on. Just tell me. Let me know.
That's not how it works,
I'm not
man.
A detective, Sherlock Holmes, trying to figure out.
The name of the girl's weird, but
yeah,
like.
Yeah, and I've heard, I mean, I'm sure we've all heard of like people grinding their teeth in their sleep because of stress or whatever. Is this just so much stress that he's.
That's what I was thinking.
Past the grinding phase and he's in the like sucker and
who is this guy?
He's in the what phase?
The sucker and
suffering succotash is where he's kind of at.
Yeah.
But, Is he so repressed in real life that he has to be a D-bag?
That he gets it out in his sleeve.
That feels unlikely.
I mean, listen, I've never seen him be really confrontational or get very angry or heated. Like, even if we've had arguments in real life, he's more of a, like, let me just take some time to, like, cool off and be alone. You know, he's not explosive. But like I said, he's a total opposite at night. So, you know, his job has been a little more stressful lately. He's taken on some more responsibilities. So it could be
we need to drug him.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Well, we're going to get you some advice.
Out at night, and how do I get him to, like, be more open when he's awake? Like, do we need therapy? Is that something I can look into?
Yeah. Maybe. Is he a ticking time bomb?
Okay. We are the worst. Hang on, Melissa. Don't move. It's like a room full of WebMDs and like we're all. I'm guilty of it as well. We're like, cheating.
Oh, and you're
is
like, and the dreams never mean that. I'm like, they could mean something.
Well, could the repression is part of it for sure. Like, why so is he something. So radically different? But it doesn't mean just because he's saying a girl's name doesn't mean
it could. Maybe
I just wonder.
Maybe one out of 100, not 99.
Could you stop with 100 then? All right, help Melissa with her sleep-talking, angry husband. 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We were trying to help out Melissa. I can't remember what her problem is because all I can think of is this new laugh thing that Erica does when she thinks she's right. That. I don't even want to look at her.
We can just look at each other. Man. That works for me.
You're mad at him too.
Yeah. I'm mad at everyone in the room. Okay, so yeah. Melissa's got a man.
Yes. He also brought up Sherlock Holmes.
He did.
Yeah, I'm tired with your body giving you. It's like if I'm having an issue, tell me that in my dream. Why do you make it a mystery? Why is it like when you're falling, it actually means? Just tell me what it actually means. Okay. Why is my body smarter when I'm asleep than when I'm awake? That feels unfair.
Because you're not able to talk yourself out of it when you're asleep. You're not able to be like, that's crazy.
This conversation is really highlighting some of the issues of this show.
The shortcomings of the intelligence department. Basically, Melissa's got a man who she describes as loving, kind, like everything about him is just this above reproach kind of dude. And then he falls asleep. And he's got a mouth on him.
He's mean.
He's mean.
He's saying another girl's name.
That's right. But he's mad at her, I think?
No, he's mad at her. He's mad at Melissa.
Oh, I thought he was like, mad at the other girl, too.
I think he might be with the other girl
the
opposite of mad. She brought it up in such a weird, vagary kind of way.
Yeah.
But all I was trying to say, as someone who is a student of our dream doctor, Lori Loewenberg.
Oh, love her.
She has said, Perhaps not 100 out of 100 times, well, Erica.
I just want to make sure.
That, like, your dreams don't mean, I'm sorry, Hack, but your body is just interpreting things. It's like spitting out the garbage, and it's like, okay, just do something with his teeth so he realizes he has to talk more. I know, it doesn't make sense, but like...
Maybe it's not smarter. That kind of makes it sound dumber.
It doesn't sound dumber.
Figure out how to tell him, okay.
The confusing thing for me is that he's so much meaner, which
mm-hmm.
makes me feel like he's not happy in real life.
Very stressed.
But dreams don't mean what? All right. Especially not 100 times.
Jen?
Yai.
Welcome to my nightmare. Go ahead and just say whatever you want. Put a little laugh on the end of it. And what do you think this is?
She needs to go down the route of pursuing airway issues, as in maybe disordered sleeping or sleep apnea. So a lot of times clenching and grinding is the root cause of an airway issue. Oh. And then we get snoring if they're mumbling in their sleep. Or in kiddos, we get the night terrors, and most adults will grow out of the night terrors, but he could still be in that realm. So going down, getting a sleep test, and there's so many things linked to that. If there is apnea, like tongue placement is huge, but I would go down the route of looking at his airway.
I'm sorry.
I am 5 years old, and sometimes people say things. God, I'm blushing, actually.
You are.
I can feel my face getting hot.
Yeah, you said whoa! Tongue placement. He made weird eye contact.
It should be suction to the roof of your mouth 24/7.
100 out of 100. That's where your tongue should be when you're asleep?
And awake, when you're done eating, when done talking, your entire tongue suction to the roof all the way back to your back molar.
Hey, 99% that's super uncomfortable.
But nobody's tongue is actually there. Nobody in this room's tongue is where you're saying, on your bottom teeth.
Adults should, no.
Roof of your mouth.
Your tongue should just be up there all the time?
When you're not eating, you're not talking, like when you're just relaxed, yes, all the...
Yes, and the sleep. Because
my tongue is never in the roof of my mouth, ever. Melissa, I'm sorry, we're not dealing with your OPP anymore.
No, yeah, we've got a whole other issue.
You're saying right now, okay, everybody ready, set, we're going to be quiet. Mm. Your tongue went up.
It is, and that is natural.
All the way back to the back molar, just not a third of the tongue, your entire tongue, because when your tongue suctions, all the way back to your back molar, it gets pulled up out of your airway.
Help me. My tongue is not going up.
How many times are we allowed to say tongue suction?
I say tongue a lot every day. About 1 million. It's the root cause of everything.
What's happening?
I'm very worried. I don't think my tongue is in the right place.
It's not. I see people all the time, and it's the root cause for everything. Neck and body tension,
divorce,
allergies. Yes, divorce.
How does she know this about that?
Because I trained in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Ask your dentist. Go to an airway.
So what should
dentist.
I do?
Come back for our next one.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
you can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.